You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's your favorite Marlin?
Of all time?
No, this year. Well, you can't say Jazz.
Yeah, I mean, it's mine, the obvious ones. I actually like Aguilar, but he's not my favorite. I would say, obviously, Marte and Jazz are my favorite.
Yeah, but I like a good... Pick an underrated favorite, like someone that's not one of everybody's favorites. I always have one of those guys.
I'm down on Brian Anderson.
Yeah.
He stinks, huh? Like he's been.
They think they see him as an all-star, and he's not. He's just a guy. Like they think he can still be an all-star, and I don't think he can.
Birdie's a good plug and play guy.
He's just a guy. Like he can bat 280, hit 17 home runs, and drive in 79 runs.
He's been coming up though in big moments.
He's just like, I would not be upset if they moved on from him. Like, that's not a guy. They were building around him a couple years ago.
Really?
I mean, at one point, yeah. He was like the 2 years ago, I would say he was like the piece in the whole organization. That's why Jeter's done a good job, man. This team is deeper all around in the big leagues and in the minors. They're still a piece or two away, but they're definitely better.
Kind of disappointed that the Victor and his brother didn't really...
Where are they at? What's up with them?
I saw that he had some promising highlights in the minor leagues.
His brother, I think, at the time was viewed as just kind of like, okay. And I think that I could be wrong. I'd have to look this up more. But I feel like he's kind of viewed as like a lot more upside. He was also younger. He was like 16 when they signed him. But Victor, I mean, it's been a couple of years now.
Billy, are you all in? Are you Marlin? You're all in? Jeter's done a good job. You know, they have good pitching. They have prospects.
Jimmy.
They've got prospects. So are you giving your heart? This is a big deal, Billy. You've gone to more games. You have been somebody who is caring deeply about this baseball team. And yeah. you were betrayed by them. You were going to hit them in the pocketbook. I think you shouted in one rage-filled moment. You were going to.
That's right.
And then
look what happened. They made the playoffs last year. So mission accomplished, I'd say, right?
And so now where are you with it? Have you given your heart over to this baseball team?
Dan, I'm a romantic, you know? I love, and I love the Marlins, you know? In a obviously professional, reputable way, not like biased in any way. And I want them to do well and destroy every other team that they play against by 30 runs a game in a professional, unbiased way, obviously. And I'm in on this team. Rough start, they figured things out. They're right in the thick of things over there in the NL East, going to Baltimore. It's early. This is what happens, though. I always convince myself that the Marlins are going to, like, you know what? They're going to make the playoffs this year. This is going to be one of those things. And then, you know, inevitably something happens where things kind of go awry, like Starling Marte, but fractured rib or whatever right. he has.
Now he's out for 2 weeks and he gets
happened? We'll see how long the 2 weeks ends up being.
Cracked rib? You think he can come back? Like a cracked rib in baseball, he couldn't even go through that at bat.
It was why I'm saying it's going to be longer than 2 weeks. This is going to be a longer injury than 2 weeks, I think.
He's the only bat in the lineup that anyone fears, though, correct? I mean, I guess Aguilar maybe because he's been good for, you know, a season and a half now. But is there anybody?
Jazz.
Yeah, I mean,
he's, that's the wild card.
Well, but he's been good. He's been good for, you know, what, a month, right? So, like... Yeah. I don't know. Is that sustainable? Like, I know that
he looks really comfortable up there. Like, that doesn't look like a flash in the pan to me.
I was surprised because I wasn't very impressed with him last season, if I'm going to be honest with you. And I was like, oh no, like what happened here? But he's totally different this year than he was last year. Last year was hitting like 160 or something. And I was like, ugh, is this going to be a tough adjustment for him? But he won the starting job and now he's, I like him. He's Chris, the real
Chris,
deal.
You say a piece or two away, okay? And their pitching is strong, but it's not a piece or two away.
No, yeah, they're more than a piece because or two away from winning the World Series.
Their offense is not good enough, okay? They do not have enough hitters that you fear, really. I think if you add,
I know it's a ridiculous premise to just magically add two good bats, but I think this current lineup with two more solid bats, obviously the lineup would just look better. And then with our starting pitching, Billy's right, though. The bullpen... That would be the weakness if they did add those bats.
Yeah, but
the bullpen is not good.
But when you say two solid bats, what is happening here, right? And I understand what you're doing, but this is how hope gets built, right? Because they've already got Billy back in through all of the betrayals. They made a good trade for Marte, clearly. They got a very good, like an above average, super competent professional baseball player and hitter. Yeah. The two pieces you're talking about, Chris, are two pieces better than him. Like when you talk about they just need a couple of pieces, like that lineup is flimsy. The bullpen gives up a lot of home runs. But what if you want one thing in that sport, it's young, cheap, good, strong arms. And they've got plenty of those.
I mean, we're splitting hairs, but I would say that I would want, I mean, if I got equal to Marte, two equal to Marte's as opposed to better, I'd be happy with that. But we're splitting hairs.
You trust him. You guys trust Marte.
I mean, their offense isn't that bad. They've scored 81 runs. They're above average. It's just inconsistent. Well, they have more runs than anyone in the AL East except the Red Sox. They have more runs than anyone in the Central. Well, they're tied with the White Sox. They have more runs than anyone in the AL West. They have more runs than anyone in the NL East. The only people in the NL Central they're trailing are the Cardinals by 2 and the Reds by 10.
Those are good offenses. All those offenses are good that you just named.
So Billy, the Dodgers have scored 93 runs. They have offense.
All right, so Billy, so you trust the offense then? So you're saying you trust do you trust the hitting or do you not?
It's inconsistent. when they're going, Dan. But then sometimes, you know, it takes a little bit. It's like an old Super Nintendo game, right? You just have to kind of blow on it to make it work sometimes. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But when it works, man, duck hunt. You know what I mean?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Can you get the Marlins offense going by just blowing on it? Because I don't understand what you're talking about at all there.
Did you play duck hunt?
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yeah! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.